We've been having a record dry season. It's drier than it's been in 50 years by all recordings. And so August 10th, we had a thunderstorm move in, thousands of lightning strikes throughout the area, which resulted in dozens of fires, which we're still finding. Currently now, we've ended up with about 50 different individual fires burning throughout our national forest. Most of them are very small, but a couple of them are causing concern, especially with the winds today.
Do you have enough personnel to get somebody out on all those 50 starts to try to at least assess or get some kind of attack on them?
The 50 plus that we have, we know that we have firefighters that have been to each and every one of them. We also are aware that there are probably some fires that we haven't seen yet out there. What we're doing right now is prioritizing trying to knock out the fires that we can quickly and easily just to get those off the landscape. And we're also pushing our firefighters onto those fires that pose a greater risk to structures or to safety. What that means is that we do have probably 6 to 12 fires out there right now that we're aware of that we don't have firefighters on.
You said that you're prioritizing the ones that potentially threaten lives or structures. Can you give me some idea of how many of those are and what size they are?
Right now, we're assisting the state of Idaho with a fire near I-90 called the Not Creative Fire. It's about a 15-acre fire. It is near homes, and so we're assisting there with ground firefighters and with aircraft. We also have our Parker Ridge Fire, which is a Forest Service fire up near Bonner's Ferry. It's about 1,200 acres. We have structure protection in place there on the west side of the valley, helping try and keep that fire from coming into those homes. There are no evacuations associated with any of our fires at this time.
You said that you'd had a record dry spell.
Something to note is that we've been hitting relative humidity marks in the single digits, which around here is not only setting a record for all time, it's also been a month to a month and a half ahead of when we typically see our driest season. Normally, the end of August is the driest time for the Idaho Panhandle, but we've been ahead of the curve the whole season.
How unusual is it for you guys to be trying to chase this many fires at once?
It's not unheard of, but it's absolutely unusual in that we typically don't see things like this taking place except for once every several decades. I think to give you an idea of how much fire we've got out there and how many folks are fighting, is we have an air tanker base that delivers retardant here in Coeur d'Alene. Typically, an average year, they'll dump about 150,000 gallons of retardant. So far this year, they've dumped 860,000 gallons, and they think they may go over 1 million. We're fighting more fire than most folks have ever seen in their careers, at least in this part of the country.
There are a lot of significant fires to the south of you in Idaho. We got a bunch going on here in Montana. What's it like trying to get resources? Are that you feel like they're stretched pretty thin, or you're not able to get all the help you want at this point?
Our folks are definitely stretched thin in terms of just the large number of fires that are out there, but we feel like we've got the right amount of folks and that they're able to get out there and attack these fires that are the greatest priority. We've got a good relationship with all of our other agencies and all of our other states and partners. We're all working together to prioritize all of our fires on a much more national level, and things are working well.
You have some idea of what firefighters are expecting weather-wise for the rest of today and tonight?
Today is a bad day, weather-wise. We're expecting 20-mile-an-hour sustained winds with gusts up above 40. These are just dangerous and difficult conditions for our firefighters. But we know if we make it through today and tomorrow that we're going to start seeing higher humidities and cooler temperatures. So we're just really focused on trying to get through the next 24 hours.